Donald Trump's just released fundraising figures show his campaign raised just $3.1 million in May, ending the month with $1.3 million in the bank. That wouldn't even buy you 10 seconds on the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign had $42 million in May and has just launched an 8-state, $17 million ad campaign featuring television spots like this one.
She would grow up to be one of the most recognizable women in the world. But less well known are the causes that have been at the center of her life. After law school, she could have gone to a big law firm. Instead, she went to work for the Children's Defense Fund, helping get disabled kids out of the shadows and into their local schools.
I mean, we've been hearing what the fundraising numbers say about the race, but now let's just take a second to hear what the ads are saying with Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. John, and what the segments on what the dollars mean, they're saying that it doesn't mean anything because Donald Trump is a different kind of candidate and maybe doesn't need ads. But let's talk about this huge Clinton campaign. She's got two positive spots. We just heard a little of one negative one. What's the thinking behind this?
Well, she's got two objectives here, really. One is to drive up Donald Trump's negatives, which he does a pretty good job of by himself. Mm-hmm. The other is to drive down her own negatives, which are fairly high. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see the people in these eight battleground states will see a lot more of the positive ads than the negative one.
Well, again, these are from the Clinton campaign, and they are running in states where Priorities USA, a pro-Clinton super PAC, has also spent $8 million already on ads, and it looks like they're going to be taking up some of the negative pounding. Here's one of them.
Who are you consulting with consistently so that you're ready on day one?
I'm speaking with myself, number one.
This is the Trump theory on war. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way.
So they are attacking Donald Trump. What's the political geometry here?
Well, usually what the candidate wants to let the outside group do most of the dirty work so that any blowback might not land on them, would stick on the outside group. A lot of times people don't really know who's running the ad and who's not. So on the flip side, there's a pro-Trump super PAC that's running an anti-Clinton ad that shows Bill Clinton from the 1990s and Hillary Clinton from now.
But I want to say one thing.
We turned over everything.
I want you to listen to me.
I did not send classified material.
Not a single time.
And I did not receive.
Never.
Boy, this is all over CNN. It's all over MSNBC. It's pretty devastating.
It is, but the money behind it isn't near what Clinton is spending on her ads. And this is the problem. There's a real imbalance here. Donald Trump just sent out an emergency email on Saturday asking for $100,000 to put ads on the air. $100,000. Hillary Clinton's spending 170 times that. Mm. So he's really bringing a knife to a gunfight so far.
Well, but yes, but again, you know, people say maybe he won't need the advertising as much. He hasn't in the past. But to the Clinton campaign, all that money, it's not even July. Is it early? I mean, what does it say that they are spending that money?
It is early, but they're taking a page from the Barack Obama playbook in 2012, which is to hit early and define your opponent before he gets to define himself.
Yeah, and it worked in that case in 2012. We'll see about now. Here now, media analyst John Carroll, mass communications professor, by the way, at Boston University. We'll have a link to his campaign outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thank you.